Mightiest, mightiest prophets of the Lord, please.
And blessed people, you have heard the update from Senior Deputy Bishop Dr. JJ. It has been a lot of work behind the scenes, what we did not report to you, blessed people. What we did not report to you is that there has been a lot of work behind the scenes, and I delegated Senior Deputy Archbishop Dr. J. I delegated him to be able to coordinate the offices of the heads of state, the heads of state that are coming from different nations to the Nakuru Menengai 6. And I put Senior Deputy Bishop Dr. JJ in the forefront, in the profile, to be able to coordinate all those planning and protocol and programs together with our officers here. And as you heard from Senior Deputy Bishop Dr. JJ, what we did not tell you is that there has been a lot of work behind the scenes, unbelievably so. And we have not slept most of the time, about 4 days now running, because as you heard, they're about 9 hours ahead of us. They are 9 hours ahead of us. Nine hours, you can imagine. So we have linked our day and night, but that has not been the issue, really. And these are respective heads of state for their respective countries. Only now did my team here understand that it's not easy to coordinate the programs of heads of state and synchronize them. It has been unbelievable. And there are full-time programs going on. Parliament is running. Sometimes when my team are on the phone with them, they say, I can see the parliament is still on TV. I can see it still on. It's going to end at 5:30, and then we'll begin the meeting to coordinate all this with the head of state. I can see he's still inside the parliament. It has been a big situation. And number one, what came out, which we knew earlier, we knew about more than a week ago, we received that information that the date of departure would be Saturday. Saturday was date of departure. I also did not think about it. But eventually, they realized that if they leave on Saturday, because they are planning to live together, they want to live together, and there's one office of the Prime Minister, head of state, that is coordinating all the others. So they have to fly into the international airport and then live together. But they just realized that if they leave on Saturday, because of layover time at the transit ports, then they would arrive here. I think the earliest I was being told was one flight that arrived some minutes past midnight on Sunday, which is already Monday. And the other flights are arriving on Monday already morning. And so now, finally, it has boiled down to one thing. There is the coordinator who is coordinating the office of one of the prime ministers, the head of state. Even now, as we speak, that is the conference going on right now, working very hard. So it has boiled down to changing the flight itinerary and protocol of departure, that they may depart today, Friday. Remember, all of them had officially communicated that they are departing on Saturday. But all of a sudden, they realize departure on Saturday brings them into Kenya, in Nairobi, on Monday. So right now, as I speak, and I would like to go back to that conference to hear what's going on there. Right now, as I speak, the task is to now move that Saturday departure so that they depart today, Friday, latest with a 6:35 flight. In that way, they are able to arrive in Kenya on they're able to arrive in Kenya on Saturday. On Saturday, about maybe 1:35, 2 p.m., and then be able to attend Nakuru Menengai 6 day two. Remember, the greatest longing of their excellencies and the heads of state was to be able to attend the Nakuru Menengai revival meeting, because as you are aware, they have been watching from afar as the meetings take place, and they have been longing, so they decided they want to attend this particular Nakuru Menengai 6 revival historic super glorious healing service. And so our officers here have been trying to facilitate them to see what is the best connection they can make to attend the meeting, because the schedule they had set unto their departure on Saturday can only bring them here on Monday. And so right now, even as I speak, the big conference going on, the big coordination and task going on at one of the offices of one of the head of states who is coordinating all the others, is to try and move them from departing on Saturday, which they had communicated earlier to us. I did not think about it. I thought it was the right thing. But only now we have been alerted by them that in that way they arrive on Monday, so day two. And that's why the big task now is to be able to synchronize again all departure travel itineraries to depart today, Friday, at 6:35 p.m. But blessed people, this is a very powerful problem, a very good problem, of course, that we have now reached this place where we are coordinating the different offices or heads of state who are longing and longing so much to be at the revival healing service of the Lord. This is, like I was telling my team, but this is a good place to be, where now the problem is to get them to the revival meeting, at least to catch day two, which is Sunday, day two of the healing service and the conference. And so that is the task at hand, as Senior Deputy Bishop Dr. JJ has relayed to you. I consigned him, I assigned him to work on this, and I tell you, it has been almost 4 days without sleep, connecting day and night without sleep, trying to synchronize. It's not easy, the calendars of different heads of state. That is where we are at now, because we're waiting for any update again regarding now this change of itinerary, that they may leave today, not tomorrow, because the communication was that all are leaving tomorrow, Saturday, together and coming to Nakuru Menengai 6, but they found out they can only arrive on Monday. I think they were advised by the respective offices of their private secretaries. And, you know, it has also been quite a bit of work, because even one moment we saw to just process one head of state, it went deep into the night. It was amazing. Working with their private secretary, documentation and what, it was unbelievable. But it's a good place to be. There's a people that leaders are longing to come to Nakuru Menengai revival meetings. It's a very good place to be. And so we're waiting now. We're waiting now to see whether all of them can catch the 6:35 flight today, Friday, 6 p.m. And remember, they have to fly in. Remember, the different respective heads of state have to fly into one particular international airport, and they want to live together. And even now, I've just seen an update that one of the nations is actually 2 hours behind the one which is 9 hours ahead of us. So they also have different time zones, blessed people. It's amazing. So we are waiting, and that is the update. Meanwhile, a big revival meeting is coming. Big, massive healing service is coming. We are ready. We are coming with all our joy, all our hearts, because we know that many families are going to be set free. It's an awesome hour in the life of the church, blessed people. You know, to have a cripple in the home is not a joke, as you all now know. to have a cripple in the house is a community problem. I mean, it detains, it cripples the entire family. And so for the Lord to have thought it wonderful and to have deemed it right that this is the hour at which to deliver his people, families, that is a lot of love, blessed people. It's a lot of honor the Lord has bestowed upon the lives of the people of this nation and many nations that will be tuned in with their cripples, that God has remembered a generation that by bringing, simply bringing me to the meeting, the Lord will walk in with me. Today I saw massive, the flourishing again of the leaves of the tree of life. That was amazing. The Lord showed me that in this busy schedule we have on this side, we have not slept for almost 4 days. But still, the Lord speaks about the massive visitation coming to Nakuru Menengai 6. And so, blind eyes, deaf ears, you know, not just cripples, many cripples will get up and walk for free of charge, free. And many blind eyes will open, many deaf ears will pop open. And so, for the Lord to have chosen this generation and this hour to be the hour of your visitation, that is a lot of love, blessed people. And so, therefore, it's a privilege, really, to be the beholders of this latter glory. And the purpose is one. God is pointing the generation to the glorious coming of the Messiah. That is very powerful. He's pointing you towards the coming King with power. Power that's lifting cripples up. Power that is opening blind eyes. Power that is opening deaf ears. And it's amazing to see senior leaders of nations longing to just be in the meeting to see that. I remember at one time we were being told, please, Jeff, can you make sure our pavilion is in a place which is raised? We want to see what's happening at the altar. Then I realized it's a big privilege to even witness, to witness the visitation of God, the biblical visitation, biblical miracles of God come back. God lift up a cripple from the dust. The Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, literally lifts up a cripple from the sand, from the soil, and begins the baby step, step one, step two, fall, get up now, stabilize, with crying and laughing at the same time. It's such a picture and a half. And so, the Lord has loved this generation. It's very powerful. Even as a ministry, we are so happy that this is where we have reached, where we are now coordinating the offices of prime ministers, heads of state who want to attend Menengai 6. I was telling my team, this is a good problem, a good place to be. I know there's so much behind the scenes to do, but it's a good thing. With joy we do it, because the Lord is saying, this is the hour of visitation, and the visitations are privilege. Everybody is longing for biblical visitations come in this new age, in this new generation. And you know very well, blessed people, that after that we have the mega, mega, super glorious conference. So there is a massive healing service free of charge. And if I understand right from the Blessed Senior Archbishop, Major General Shaka, and Blessed Senior Archbishop Emeritus, Bwana D.C. John Litunda, and all those involved, the Dean, the General Overseer, if I understand right, everything is now set. I know I have been so busy, I have not followed on the guests arriving, but I'm told on radio there have been announcements of arrivals. I'm told also a large number of senior clergy from all over the world have arrived in the country. I think I was being told that yesterday afternoon, because we have been so busy on this other front. But I welcome you all to Kenya, those who have come to Kenya, the land of revival. At this hour, God has chosen this land to the place at which to illustrate and exposition and display and demonstrate his latter glory that prepares the way for the glorious coming of the Messiah. And so we take it with great privilege, blessed people. I hope you do. Because you know very well, immediately after Nakuru Menengai revival meeting, and then now, I think right just 4 days or so after that, we are traveling to Venezuela, which is also very big. Very big. You saw the president of Venezuela himself announcing my going there and delegating people. It's very, very serious, blessed people, what the Lord is doing across the earth. And five cities. Seven, now we have five, and Venezuela is ready, very mighty, blessed people. And on top of that, then you have Bogota, Colombia, another conference of pastors there on our way back. and another meeting in Sao Paulo to blend now the May and so forth in Brazil. And after that, many other nations. After that, we have Lima, Peru, and then, if I remember well, then we have Russia, St. Petersburg, Moscow. And then after that, we have Taiwan. I see Hong Kong has come on board big time. And then, if I remember well, there is now between two nations, between India and South Korea, only 1 month of October, because November is Italy, big delegation, senior leaders have come here. I think a president of the assembly, the speaker, of 157 parliamentarians, if I understand right, a very senior judge. And they are here, plus senator, plus the diplomats from the embassy are coming. And so, it's a big time. This is a celebration time when we should celebrate the eternal blood of Jesus, that even as the nations long for this visitation for a long time, God has responded. God Almighty, the Lord Elohim, Jehovah, was not slow in responding. He was not late. He did not fail to come. Now he has come in the cloud of his glory. And we are now talking about different levels, visitation, cripples getting up, nations assembling before his messengers, even kings. We are now walking behind the scenes for the kings to come, blessed people. It's a very powerful moment, very, very powerful time in the life of the church. And so that is the update that is on here at headquarters, how Senior Deputy Bishop Dr. J.J., whom I delegated to lead our coordination efforts together with the officers of the heads of state on the ground. We are waiting now for further developments, and they will come to you promptly with them. But I'm saying, what a privileged generation, because just to see a cripple get up is such a privilege, blessed people. And so, to see blind eyes pop up and see light for the first time, and see people waving, do like people are waving, their fear pop up and become sensitive. You know, all this is God's effort to make sure you don't miss the kingdom of God. You remember the book of Philippians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21, if you get a chance to read it, it says, but our citizenship is not of this world, it is in heaven, in other words, from where we await a Savior. So this is the Savior we are awaiting, that has sent an emissary to prepare for his coming with power, blessed people. How much more power then is the Savior coming with? You see life on the earth today. So much sin is on the earth. So much sin is in the church. The fall is real. And for the Lord to now come with a new wave, a fresh breath in the church, breathing out repentance, holiness, righteousness, fear of God, reverence, right standing with God, uprightness, to now bring all these attributes of worship, restoration of worship in reverence, in holiness, in righteousness, fear of God. That is God. Jehovah has remembered the earth. And that's why all of you, I urge you, to capitalize on this. So today we are going to depart from Nairobi, coming to you, even as we coordinate. Now our teams are busy, even now as I speak, they're busy coordinating with the different leaders out there who want to come. And it's a heavy task now, they know, blessed people. It's not a job to change itineraries of heads of state, but it's a good place to be. So today we're coming to you with maximum joy, maximum power. It will be a major visitation. Remember, Kenya was not in the calendar. All of a sudden, we realized that waiting until December would be too long because of the type of prayer requests that were flowing like rivers into our prayer lines. Then we realized that this is the moment at which the need is felt, and that the Lord has to send us to make decree of the eternal blood of Jesus. And it's going to be very massive, blessed people. We are literally going to celebrate the eternal blood of Jesus at Nakuru Menengai 6. And so this is where we are at, blessed people. As of now, I know travel arrangements today, there's going to be a lot of departures. But remember, safety on the road, blessed people. Remember, you are coming to the visitation of God. You are coming to be in the glory of God Almighty. The presence of God, when a creeper stands up and walks, the manifest presence of God in that area. And the Lord has promised to glorify His servant. They have seen it already. The visitation of God, the Holy Spirit Himself. I've shared with you everything. I've not kept anything away from you, blessed people. And so, all should gear you towards pursuing a more righteous life, a holier life. And He's saying that this world is not our home, is not our country. We long for a better country, a better home, a glorious home. In Revelation 21, He describes it there. The home where there is glory, where there is a glorious body, where there is an eternal body, where there is no pain, there is no sin, there is no death, there is no mourning. You know, we should all be looking forward to it. It's these major visitations are literally announcing it, blessed people. Announcing that that kingdom is now near. Very mighty, blessed people. And it has really blessed my heart to see that now we are trying to coordinate offices of heads of state. It has shocked me very much. It made me understand that really, really, this generation needs to prepare. Time is running out. And so that is the, in a nutshell, what is going on behind the scenes. 4 days has been very busy here. What we did not tell you, coordinations with respective jurisdictions and nations and their leaders, blessed people. Even now, I need to get back there to know what's going on. And so, drive safe on the road. Remember, you are carrying the tremendous sheep of Christ. Those are the stunning sheep of Christ. Heaven is waiting for them. Bring them safely to the meeting of God. Obey the instructions. Pass through gate one where the doctors are. Make sure you also take your phone and document. You can literally record a creeper crawling with your cell phone. But make sure you pass them through gate one where the doctors are. We are very blessed in this land that very senior doctors and medics have volunteered to examine the cripples, the blind, the deaf, the mute, the cancer, the tumors before the healing, so that the glory of Jesus may be magnified at their point of healing, blessed people. That is such an honor. So make sure that you use the facility at gate one. I'm told there are two of them, and you bring them. But one thing I would like to, as I check out, I'd like to advise here, make sure you are inside the stadium, the field of the meeting, when the Lord brings us into the meeting. It will be like a storm. The Lord bless you. The Messiah is coming. And as at now, God has chosen your land to display this glory, the latter glory, please. Take advantage of this. Capitalize on this to prepare well for the glorious coming of the Messiah. Allow us to get back to know what is going on in the different parts of the earth to help the leaders travel. Thank you. The Lord bless you. The Messiah is coming. Thank you.